Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's our nursing home show, and tonight we are going to investigate certain how people are being told in the nursing homes to do certain things. We had a guest, but I couldn't get in touch with her, so we're going to. I'll say what she had said to me, and we'll go from there. All right, so give me one moment. I'm going to see if anybody's waiting on the phone. Hold on. Give me a second. Oops. Well, tonight it's going to be wonderful. You'll be able to, you know, if you want to call in and share your feelings about this and changes that are being made right now, it's not the same as just getting rid of the nursing home and changing them into accessible housing. That's the hard part. And I'm hoping that people would take me up on that offer and do it so we could publicize it for them and make it worthwhile. That I would love to see. All right, so pardon me. I'm just going to go to our studio and see who's waiting. Oh, our co-host, Frank, here he comes. Hey, Frank.
In his sight, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I hope everybody's good out there. I hope you never have to go to a nursing home.
Never, ever. I've been in one. I was going to put it on our petition, a picture of me, because I was in one. I found a picture that when I was in it, the first nursing home that I was ever in was that picture. I look so much younger.
Put it up
than
there. Put everything we can.
Yeah.
Muster up that can help.
Exactly.
Put it up there. Don't hesitate.
No. I didn't get an answer from them yet on the, you know, petition, which is really frustrating me. You know, I want to make sure it's good.
Maybe they like nursing homes.
Yeah,
who
right.
Who knows?
Who likes nursing homes? Not me. It takes away all your freedom. If you really want to think about it, you have no freedom left.
Inner sight. How did we get? How did we do with the tweet? Anything on the tweet?
The tweet started off at 1, and I think I checked it a little in the day, and it went to 2. Now let me just see how many people it is. I'm right on the tweet. 4 and 1 engagement, meaning they interacted with it, and then if you get more impressions, engagements, all the things that you're looking for, means they like it. A link clicks. Oh, it looks like somebody is going to be listening to our TV show, you know, because it was in there, the link.
TV show?
Not TV, I'm sorry, radio show.
The blog?
No, the blog, yeah. Yeah, it says that they clicked on a link.
Well, we are on television tonight at 11 o'clock.
That was
Manhattan
a great
Neighborhood Network. If you have 1997 in Manhattan, you can get
it, which would be nice.
When
are they done with the studios? Do you know? I'll ask a quick question.
I don't know.
No,
we're supposed to have a guest on tonight.
Yes, she changed her phone number because her phone was not working, so now I don't know her number. She was supposed to leave it on the table. And,
wait a minute. What do you mean you changed her phone number?
She did. She went because her phone was not working right. It just, wasn't good. So she went, but she forgot to give me her new number. And I had asked for it, but she was, that wasn't in the picture right
now. So does she have the call-in number?
No, I gave her that, too, in the text that I gave her on her old phone. And I was sort of hoping that she
would.
We're
not going to have a guest on. You didn't give her the information.
No, I gave it to her. But I don't think she has it because it's on the old phone,
Well,
she
what's
handed
the point
in the
that you didn't give it to her?
Well, yeah, I had no clue that that was going to happen. I did give her a phone number, but it wasn't, she didn't.
Well,
I don't think
she can look up Blog Talk Radio and go to Inner Sight and find it that way, I guess.
Yeah, I'm hoping that she can. I gave her.
All right. Why don't we read the? Can you read the tweet we sent out?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get to it.
It's a short
tweet. It's a very
tweet.
Short tweet. Yeah, I just want to make sure I get to it.
But I want to make an important point.
Yes, I know. Hold on. Darn it. Oh, where the hell is that now? I just had it. Oh, I hate this. I really do. Okay, I'm going to look for it in a different way. Don't worry, I have it.
Turn nursing homes into accessible housing,
mm-hmm.
all it says, and then if whatever changes are made in nursing homes
yeah.
doesn't do a thing to help anybody, as long as the nursing homes
still
exist. Still
there. Exactly.
That's the truth.
That's what it says, yeah.
Right. And it's so true. I mean,
they're
only going to do things to keep people in the nursing homes.
That's true.
That's all they're going to do.
And that's what they started doing.
They're not going to make it so that the nursing homes are not there anymore, so that people don't have to go to them.
Well, we
have
that's
not going to happen.
People have expressed to me, and I think we need to address it a little bit more, is that when we go to convert the nursing homes, they're not understanding that the same thing is going to be changed into an accessible apartment. And you're not going to have people ruling over you. And, you know, that's the thing that I don't like, is I want my independence. I don't want people to, you know, tell me, oh, you have to live in a nursing home. No way. You go live in the nursing home first and then tell me what it's like. Because I've been in them, and I don't want to be in them at all anymore. You know?
Well, anything is better than having the nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's true.
And what kind of system they're going to... They have housing now with social workers and all that. But,
yeah.
Butt into your life.
Oh, yeah.
But the bad thing about that is they can recommend or try to put you in a nursing home. See? Now,
yeah.
If you had the housing
mm-hmm.
and there was laws and people had rights and you didn't have nursing homes, that would be a whole different ballgame.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Because you don't have to let anybody in your house. As long as you're not a criminal and they don't have a warrant, you don't have to let them in your house.
Right. No, you don't.
See, that's the thing.
I know.
So the whole system comes down to that.
Yeah, it does.
And what kind of changes are they going to make?
Okay, I'll tell you. They're going to make it where... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're good.
No, they said they're going to have... fewer people per, you're going to have a better system instead of having 12 people tend to, you know, 12 people, patients, I mean, to one aide instead of having it that way, they're going to make it a smaller ratio, which to me doesn't help you stay out of a nursing home, period.
What good is that?
It's not.
You still got the nursing home there. They're still
right.
taking all your money.
That's right.
All
right.
They can still force you into a nursing home.
That's right, what they did to my mom.
Because it's there.
I think
the
also
taxpayers'
because...
taxpayers' money
right,
is still
being
spent. Wasted.
Yep. That's right.
Well, good.
You know,
what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to tell you that I, you know... I said to them, we pay taxes too, the person I was talking to, and we have the ability, we need to make that change. We pay taxes as well, and it might not be so clear on what taxes we pay, which is the sales tax and stuff that everybody pays, but we don't get representation with ours. We don't get anything, period, with our payment towards the, you know, the way in which we don't get anything in return for our, you know, we don't get any help, I have to say. And that's the hard part.
Wait a minute. Explain what you're talking about. What do you mean we don't get any,
well,
any help? What are you talking
we
about?
Pay the taxes, say a sales tax. All right, we pay the taxes and we don't get representation like everybody else. We need that. You know?
We don't get the same privileges.
That's right.
And protection that everybody else gets. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Huh?
We don't.
We don't, no.
We don't. We have to struggle and fight and advocate and spend your whole damn life doing that.
Yeah.
Because the government doesn't treat us the way it treats people who are able-bodied.
It's true.
That's
sad,
what's really
true.
Happening here.
Yeah.
You know, and if you reach a certain age and you have no place to go and they decide that you're going to be in a nursing home, that's where they're going to try to push you. Now, another thing that people don't realize, and they should, you keep going to these damn-ass doctors. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're gathering information that can be used to put you in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
See what's happening here?
And also, I'll tell
they're
you, I
use
had
that.
To, against you, yeah. It's true.
Sure.
There's one or two doctors who I saw and aren't as, you know, extreme as that, but if they're pushed to a corner, they're going to lose all their you know, gathered pension and all that, and they will, you know, not have a job anymore, then they just go with what the government says because they're being pushed to a corner too.
Yeah,
that
they're not
going to
protect you.
No, they're not.
They don't give a damn about you, the person.
Right. It's true.
You know? Uh-huh. So that's another thing. Disabled people, reluctant or should be reluctant to go to doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they go.
No, yeah. Actually, you know what the problem is? You, as an individual, have to go to these doctors to get your home care service. So you cannot just say, can I have this person
that's
do it for me?
That's part of you getting pushed into a nursing home.
That is, yeah.
Think about it.
No, I know.
What is that? Think
that's
about it.
That's being mean.
That's all that is.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
They're saying to you that if we're going to help you, you have to agree
to everything that we say.
That you can be put into a nursing home.
Mhm.
You know?
I had to put my mom in a better nursing home. I couldn't just leave her in a state-run nursing home.
There's no such thing as a better nursing home.
I know. That's what any nursing home has a big problem in my eyes. You know, I had a lot of trouble. She wanted not to go at all, and I said, I don't blame you, Mom, but now I'm pushed to a corner. She understood it.
Every person that goes to a doctor should be protected legally, and there should be a written, signed, notarized statement with a lawyer that none of this information can be used to put the person into a nursing home.
She said to me,
that's what we ought to have.
She said to me, you can do that with a MOLST agreement, but nobody really does it that way. That's a DNR, okay? And you wouldn't have to, you know.
Wait a minute, hold on. You're not making sense. Who said to you what?
A social worker came today. And I was asking her questions, really difficult questions that people don't always ask, because I didn't want to find myself in a nursing home if I got sick or something and I couldn't concentrate anymore and I couldn't cook for myself. I should be only getting AIDS, more AIDS, but then that's not happening either. Anyway, we were speaking, and she said that, you know, if you have, you know, less cognition and stuff like that, you're going to be automatically targeted to go into a nursing home. There's not going to
be... Yeah, of course.
Yeah, automatically targeted. There was another thing she said in the middle of the show. If I remember it, I'll give it to you guys. But she did say that, you know, if you have a problem or something is going on that you don't like, you know, you got to express yourself and make sure you're heard. And that's the hardest thing I'd say right now. You express yourself.
Well, you ought to talk to Bahamundi, a lawyer friend, and see if he would make up a release that all your people have to sign.
I would love it.
That they cannot use any of this from any of these visits to put you into a nursing home.
I'd like to see them do that.
And make them
sign it. And I'll publicize it. Yeah, I'll publicize them signing it. But if they don't want to sign it, then they have the right to still put me in a nursing home.
No, you should have the right to take them to court.
Yeah, you're right. Very much.
But find out if there's any leverage to get something like that.
I don't think they have anything like that.
I don't know. You got to find. You got to ask a lawyer.
Yeah, definitely.
Social work is not going to know. They're in social work.
Yeah, they might know, but they might not enforce it, Frank. Not be able to enforce it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling you. You should. Every disabled person should find out about that.
That's very. You're right. It's like a business agreement. For your life.
see if there's any kind of a law or anything so that it can't be used against you.
That's right. I tell you, it's exhausting trying to keep your life together once that somebody says, oh, we're going to put you in a nursing home. That's crazy. It's not even a joke to me anymore. Somebody would say it and I go, yeah, right. But now it's not even that anymore. It's not a joke. It's real. It's part of my life. You know, so I would say that to a person. This is now part of my life that I have to think about putting, you know, saving my ass from going into a nursing home, which is crazy in and of itself.
I mean, all these agencies and doctors and everything else intimidating people like that. Turn it around.
Yeah.
Intimidate them a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I really do.
Find out.
We should also put it on a radio or have it logged in as one of our shows, you know? Maybe next week.
First, you
got to
get it.
Yeah, no.
All right, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen.
Yeah.
My friends Tom and Michelle, 124... South Country Road in Bellport. Shelby's Kitchen, a great place to hang out, to eat. 286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, and when you go in there, you'll probably notice pictures of Milton, the guide dog.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to help the cry for justice for Milton's killers, call the district attorney in Suffolk County. His name is Spencer Mendez, the guy who's handling the case. And that number is 631-853-4104. 631-853-4104. Mendez is the name.
I actually repeated that show the other day when we had to do it for open mic. I actually used that show again. I listened to the whole thing. It was so good. I enjoyed that show. That's
you repeated
what we need to,
Milton's show?
Yeah.
What, on Milton?
Yeah. I thought it was a great idea, again, because I felt like it needs to constantly come out, you know, and let people know, that it's really, this is ridiculous. This shouldn't have happened, period. You know, no ands, ifs, or buts about it. You know?
All right, inner sight, and brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all those who perished at the hands, the hands of evildoers, Ollie Campbell.
There you go.
Well, Ollie was not at the hands of evildoers, but he was
had
a wonderful home with his mom and dad.
Which is awesome.
Inner sight, all right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you.
Mm-hmm.
We're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight, where you can stay in shape, have some fun, and learn how to protect yourself. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Hey, don't forget the Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we salute the Akita. All right, inner sight around the world. This is our nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Ross and Ross Attorneys. 212-425-1020. Again, 212-425-1020. Ross and Ross. Ross and Ross in New York City.
That's
and
great.
We remember David Ross's mom, Eleanor, who passed away.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight and our nursing home program. Anybody on the line?
I just checked it. No, but I have a number for us on all-time listens. It's 117,077.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
117,077.
Right.
Inner sight listeners.
Thank you. I just want to say that to our listeners. Thank you for being there for us.
Got a call today
from
a woman who works for one of the, or she said it was the biggest housing program on Long Island.
Nice.
And I immediately thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if we could get her to attend our news conference?
That's right.
And say that, you know, it's a great idea, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
She liked it?
She was supposed to send me an email. I never got it. So, I don't know. I hope they didn't shoot it down, you know. She had to check with her boss.
Oh, well.
You know. So, you never know.
That's right.
About these things. People are so afraid of everything, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I get this all the time. They want to know something that isn't feasible and why, you know, it's been, you know, covered up, why this, why that. They start asking a lot of questions. Or how are you going to make the inside, meaning, you know, when people are, once the nursing homes are about to be terminated and not be around, you have this building and structure. Well, it doesn't say anything about the structure. I think we need to emphasize that the structure is going to be changed into, you know, apartment complex. Which is going to be really helpful because there's a lot of people who have disabilities.
Yeah, hire an architect. Common sense.
Yeah, no.
You hire an architect to design the thing and you do it.
That's right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the damn ass money and I'll show you how to do it.
There you go.
That's what I'd say.
I know how to spend it. I know how to use it. That's right. It's true.
Architects do things every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need.
Yeah, you need one. You need an architect. You need people. So if people want to donate their time, that's great. If they're in a trade or something and they're off from work, they could donate their time. You know, a lot of things.
Yeah, you could have volunteers, but we gotta pay. You get what you pay for.
That's right.
I don't want to get into a situation where people are gonna volunteer and they do a half-assed job and then it stands there for a year. No, I want to pay for it.
No, I agree with you.
People in nursing homes have been through too damn much to have that happen.
It's true. That's true. Unless
so
we
gotta
start.
Pay for it. You get what you pay for.
That's true. Unless we start our program, Volunteers for Freedom, you know, then they get something worthwhile. You know?
Yeah, well, that goes along with the whole thing. It comes later, you know.
Yeah.
But you treat it like you would anything else, like they're taking an old building, renovating it.
Yeah, they got to gut it first.
And turning into something else.
Yeah.
You know? You have to have an architect, then you get the builders.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta
then
pay
the
for
trades.
It.
After that, it's the trades and the unions.
Now,
it's a lot.
The money should be there because
I know.
Let them use the money that's been going into the nursing home.
That's right. Instead of going into the nursing home, they could use that money that they've, you know, set aside and done stuff with. You could use that money
and then
and
the
help
government.
Build it.
The
yeah.
government should pay for half of that.
That's right. Yep.
All right. They would most likely save money.
Yeah, definitely.
I wonder what's the average price that a government in a year that the government spends to run a nursing home.
Well, that we had, but on that, it was only for last year or the year before last, one or two. It's not easy to always find. Yeah, I'm going to try. It was $196 billion for the nurses, you know, keep
that's
people in
the total.
Nursing homes. Right.
That's the total, but I want the money for one nursing home for the year.
Oh, goodness, I don't know if we have that. Let me look.
I don't know if you can get that. But
no, I know what you're saying.
You know.
It would be nice if they put that up. It would be good that we could, you know, get an easy answer, you know.
I don't think they publish those.
No,
they
don't.
Figures, you know.
I don't see it. If I'm wrong, just call in and tell me.
We ought to really have a whole proposal on this, but, you know, you got to get
people
you gotta
not
get figures.
It. Yeah, that's right. This whatever this you know thing is that they're trying to make is not, you know, going to be helpful. So, I mean, when I heard that, I was like, oh, I got to get the girl on the phone. But she changed the phone because her phone was broken. It fell.
It's going
to
be helpful to keep people in nursing homes.
No, it isn't.
Sure it is. That's what it's going to be helpful for. It's not going to be helpful to get rid of the nursing home. It's going to be helpful to keep them in there.
That's what we
don't want.
We don't
want that.
No, we don't.
Of course.
Yeah.
That doesn't help us. That doesn't help the 30 million disabled people.
Nope.
That only means you'll still be able to go to a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they'll have 5 or 10 minutes more, if that.
Mm-hmm. To help you.
To service you.
That's horrible.
What the hell good is that?
It just keeps pushing you back. It makes you feel like you're not worth it. You know?
And every year they take your money. You get a little increase.
Yeah, they take everything.
People in the nursing home, they don't see that increase.
Nope. The nursing home does.
Yeah. So what good is that?
Got it.
And one of the biggest problems that we face is that all these agencies aren't doing a damn thing to get rid of these missiles.
No, they're not. They freeze. I don't know if you've noticed this. People don't want to do anything about it. It just is really sad. It's like a place.
Well, it's
for
not that.
There
are most of these agencies, all the independent living centers, are under contract with the state, blocking them from doing anything. And I wonder how many other agencies are under contract who get money from the state if they can't do anything about nursing homes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
bet you they all
Probably
are.
Probably not. They all are. All those little programs that we've discussed many times on air. Yeah. Yeah, they really are stuck in that position.
They're all the same damn humdrum,
proposal.
Boring stuff.
Proposal.
So
give me, first thing I would say, get rid of all, you know, if I had the mic and I was sitting there talking to about these proposals, the first thing I would say is get rid of all of them. You have one, you know, person go in front of and describe what is needed. You know, that's what I would say, you know, with those proposals.
Well, you gotta let these agencies be advocates.
Right.
They can't be an advocate.
No, they
with
can't.
These proposals threatening
yeah.
them.
That's right. It's sad.
Because eventually the state will put
power.
Them out of business.
Yeah, but you don't have any power to help people. You have power to refer people, but not help people. It's sad, very sad.
That's why you have these nursing homes.
That's right.
Because the independent living can't stop them.
No, they can't.
And right now, the independent living here in Suffolk County, and I don't know how the other counties are, but I would imagine that a lot of them are the same, can't even service people.
That's right.
In nursing homes.
And this has been going on for ages. You know why? I first became disabled around the age of, you know, 20, and I'm just looking at the policies the way they were years ago and looking, comparing them to now. It's the same damn thing that they transfer you over to another agency that they think might help you. And it's like a transfer. You're not even getting any help. You're just getting, you know, a transfer out of that, you know. It's been difficult to actually, you know, go and look at certain things and make sure things are, you know, going right. It doesn't always happen, Frank, at all.
No agency can help you unless they can guarantee you that you're not going to go to a nursing home.
And that they won't do.
And there's only one way to do that without getting rid of the nursing homes. Make sure that the money is there in an account to keep the person out so they can hire their own aide or whatever they need
right.
to stay in their own home.
That's right.
That's the only way that you can really do it with the nursing homes still in existence.
That's terrible. I don't want them there. It's really terrible.
There's no other way to do it.
Yeah, because nobody wants to stand up to it.
I mean, what's harder? Raise all that money?
Yeah.
Or turn the nursing homes into accessible housing?
I think they should turn
right.
the nursing homes into accessible housing. They have a
if
lot
you could
more
raise, If you could raise the money,
right.
you'd have a better chance of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing.
It's true. I think you're right about that. We have to, you know, get the input of the people who are going to be living there as well.
834 New York.
Wow.
Inner Sight.
Flies.
Means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. We thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus. We thank Silo for supporting our efforts.
Yeah, they do.
Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. So it's a real uphill fight.
It sure is.
To get rid
of
these
Mount Everest. We took the Mount Everest of, you know, things to actually help the disabled, and it's definitely a high hill that we're trying to climb.
Well, it makes it harder because nobody wants to help you.
That
they're all afraid of losing
their
funding.
Yeah, do you blame them? They said something that was very weird the other day. I get one of those large print, things that I have to read. It's still hard to read. I have, you know, it's about when you go into a nursing home, not a nursing home, but you're trying to get something done, say, and they give you the money, which actually was called, they allow you to keep the money that you already earned through, it's called, Ticket to Work. I don't know if you heard about any of that. Anyway, they raised that, and
who's
you have
they?
To cut Social Security. Yeah, Social Security raised the amount that goes to this program, and it says your benefits won't be affected. I want to know more about that damn program.
I can't get a straight answer on that Social Security business.
Yeah,
I've asked 2-3 different lawyers.
Mm.
And either they don't know or they don't want to talk about it.
I think more they don't know, truthfully. You know, because that's they keep making things vague on purpose, you know, Frank. I really think that that's what it is.
I don't know. Any lawyers out there who know the answer, give us a call. 213-816-1650. The question is the nursing home allowed to take a person's Social Security or pension?
Yeah.
Against their will?
If you're in a nursing home and you're moving from the short-term stay to the long-term stay after 2 months of being in the nursing home, that's how they usually work it. Because the insurance company doesn't want to pay for the nursing home anymore. And that's how it is. So then they put you on the Medicaid.
Insurance company shouldn't pay for the nursing home at all.
I know. Yeah. That'd be good. It'd save us a lot of effort, you know.
All right, I'm going to go up the air for a minute.
Okay. Well, thinking about these nursing homes and, you know, it upsets me to no end to see people so, you know, pushed into this environment. To me, I've been in them. I've been in 4 different nursing homes, and I'll tell you, I don't like any single one of them. There wasn't anything redeeming in there but to keep somebody shut up, and that's the way I felt in there. I felt like I was being cornered. It just was a whole experience. It was my first time. I have a picture. It was my first time in a nursing home. Somebody said, smile. I gave them the most fake smile I could because I didn't feel like I was happy there. I was not happy for sure. I look at my face there. You know, of course it looks a little better than now. It was like 10 years ago, maybe more. And you just sit there and you're looking at, you know, how you're accommodating to all the stuff, and now I would just tear it apart. I could tell you I've changed a lot in 10 years. A lot of me has gotten to the point that I don't want to be in a nursing home.
You've changed,
but
the nursing homes haven't.
No, they haven't.
Well, they've gotten worse.
Yeah, you're right. They've gotten terribly worse. You know?
So now,
I had to change.
What is this new thing that that we're talking about, is that something that a regulation that the governor made up? Is that what it is?
I don't know if it's a regulation, but they've been told that instead of having 10 to 1 person, they're going to be now setting up teams that are going to be 6 to 1. And then they're also going to get more, I guess, they'd have to get more people. They're going to do that. You know, it's going
to
be difficult.
Sounds like to me that it's some state regulation.
Yeah. I think it was more than that. I remember Maureen saying something that people were very upset. Remember she was talking about it on air? She was saying that, you know, people are upset that they, you know, are not getting cleaned as often and stuff like that. Because people are coming in and doing, you know, as best they could. It was very, very difficult, you know, to see her mother going through that. And then my mother, too. And then my mother got the most severe bladder infection that just conked out her whole brain activity, and that was it. It was that, you know.
I'm gonna assume that has come down from the governor's office.
Oh, I would
you know,
say
the
that.
Health department from the governor's
the health
office.
Health department more.
So it only goes to show you
yeah.
how these politicians once again
mm-hmm.
will do. A half-assed job.
That's true.
You know, let's keep the nursing homes. Give them some more help.
You know what bothers me more than that?
It's a half-assed
is
job.
Is that it is? Yes, that's true. But what bothers me more than ever is that they'll shove so much money to keep people in nursing homes. What is it that people don't deserve a right to live? In a regular environment, that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard as a human being, you know.
So if they're going to spend more money, hire more people, that means they're going to spend more money.
That's right.
To keep these nursing homes alive.
That's what I'm saying. It's terrible. Really terrible. I was like,
this is their answer.
That is their answer, yes. How could that be, like, any bit comfortable? How could that be your home? I could keep throwing these how could it, you know, things that, you know, make me feel ill when you just said, okay, we're not going to do anything about the nursing homes. You just got to suffer there. That's horrible, you know. Absolutely horrible.
Well,
what it says,
it doesn't stop Inner Sight.
No.
It only makes us advocate and fight harder.
Yes. To the point that you're activist in some sense. You know? I don't consider myself an activist, but if I need to do that, I will do it. I don't like doing it. It's much more aggressive. But you know what? If I can't get what I need to get to help people, then you better know that I'm going to be fighting hard. Just remember my name. That's all I have to say. Because I'm not going to be happy. You know?
We ought to find the biggest home care, home health care place that makes things to keep people in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
And write them a letter, see if they'll support Inner Sight, because it would be to their advantage.
Yes, it would.
They're looking to make money.
That's
you know,
right.
The people who make the walk-in showers and the bathtubs and all that and fix your place up.
Yeah. I was lucky I had people who were good friends. And what they did is they made my bathroom with a roll-in shower. So I have two chairs. One is over the commode of the toilet, and the other one is in the shower. But I need to replace them because my skin is being broken down a little bit by it. So I picked them. So, but I'm, you know, just thinking about what happens when, you know, you're trying to relax on something and go to the bathroom, it's like making a cut on my leg. So I didn't know that when I bought it, but I'm going to be changing it for something with a cushion, you know.
Sounds like they didn't build it right.
No, it was two chairs that fit in the shower stall. Problem is, one is covering the toilet seat, too, and then it's such a tight bathroom, we really did manage to get a lot out of it, considering it was a very tight bathroom.
Well, maybe one of these companies will help InnerSight.
That'd be nice.
Because the more people that get out of nursing homes, the more business they can get.
That's right.
So you never know.
Send me your pictures and your thoughts and what you would like to see in these, you know, horrible places, you know, to make them more comfortable and, you know, get rid of nursing homes and go from there. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Send me your pictures and your thoughts. Who are you talking to?
Sorry, I had a cough right in the middle of it. Our, you know, our listeners should send, if they were ever in a nursing home, send their picture, and I'll make sure I put it up. Because I want to get
Oh,
so
you
many
mean
pictures.
First you got to fix your damn petition.
I know, I've been trying.
Will you put it up?
Well, I'm hoping that they'll, you know, do that.
Well, why don't you go to change dot? You said you did something. Go to change.org right now. See if you can find it.
Well, it's on there, but it's only on there as a started petition. I looked at it right before the show,
that's not good.
Yeah, it's still doing the same thing.
Hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't. But I did contact them, so it's not like I didn't do that. You know.
If we don't hear from them but tomorrow, we contact them again. Keep on contacting them.
That's right.
Until they do something about it.
That's right. What it's showing is very bizarre. It's not showing even where we send this to, because you would be able to, only that you could remove it and add it again or something. I don't want that.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Okay. If you're looking at the petition, and I am right now, it has different, I put different when I was doing it. I put different, actually, I wrote U.S. Senate, and it populates the address for you and everything, and the email is, you know, covered, but it'll send it straight to them. But
you're looking at the nursing home petition?
Yes.
You were able to find it?
I'm able to find it because I'm logged in as you.
Logged in as me?
Yes, because that's who started.
What's that got to do with it? Why would you be logged in as me?
It has to do with who makes the petition. That's why I could see it. You made the petition off your page.
I thought it was in a site.
It is. It's in a site. Yeah.
Then why do you have to be logged in with my name?
Yeah, that's how they do it. They base it on Facebook.
No.
So
it's supposed to be under InnerSight.
It is under InnerSight, but they took away the option of having it say on there it's from InnerSight. That's the problem. They took away the, I don't know how to explain it. They have these little, years ago, they had these little where you would put I can't remember the name of it. I'm so sorry.
What's the other petition under the service door?
It's under the same thing, but it was created during the time, not recently, so it was created under InnerSight. Now, they changed the policy.
Well, that's how
policy.
You got to do this one.
Exactly, but you can't do it anymore. They took away that option. So I got to find out, you know, how the heck I could do this without, you know, maybe it going...
Put in a site as a name.
Yeah, I do. It's there. But it shows your picture from Facebook where you're the with Winsong, that picture in the studio. So I know it's still old, but you know what? It still gives us what we need. But the problem is that there's new basically, I don't know how to explain it. I'd have to speak with them and see what is going on and why it's not going past the started, you know, the petition started.
Well, no, wait a minute. How did you find the petition? What'd you click? What'd you do?
I logged in, and then I found the petition. If I don't log in, I don't find the petition.
You logged
I'm
going to
log in as myself.
You logged in, and you put my name?
No, you just look at the way in which
now you're saying no. You're not making sense.
You put in your user ID and your password, and you get in under your account. That's how it works.
Nah, that's no good.
No, it's not under
your
name. It's under
Inner
Sight. You can't change that. That's part of the petition.
That doesn't make sense. How are they going to find us? People don't know
exactly.
My user ID.
I have to speak with them. You know? I have to speak with them, Frank. They haven't emailed me back. I'm going to keep sending emails until they can't take it anymore.
That's why people can't find it.
I know
they
that.
They don't know my user ID and my
No.
Whatever else.
No, that's not the reason, Frank. The reason
sure
is
sure
that
how are they going to find it? They don't have that information.
I understand
from what
that,
you just
but
told
it,
me.
It would show once it's been fully posted properly, it would show that it went from, you know, that to be published. That's the problem. It's not. It didn't publish and it never published. It only put it as a started petition and a started campaign. So you couldn't, you know, go past that point. I want to know why. I wanted to recreate the petition one more time and see if I have all the information. I could just put that information on a plain piece of, you know, paper and go from there. You know?
I don't know. You give me four different scenarios. I don't know what's right and what's wrong.
I know what's wrong.
Anyway.
The petition not being published and not coming up the right way. That's wrong.
That's
my
why
other
people
petition
can't
that
find
we put up. Yeah, well, that is the reason why. We have to, you know, get on their case about it big time, you know?
All right. Inner Sight, anybody out there, 213-816-1650. And once again, if you're trying to help someone stay out of a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
a loved one or a friend, and you need help, let us know. We may be able to organize a fundraiser for you.
Yeah,
help that
nice.
Way.
Yeah.
So call Inner Sight. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And don't let the government fool you
nope.
by saying that they're going to hire or get more people and that they're mm-hmm. going to be taking care of less people.
Right. The money's always there. That's the thing that bothers me.
They're only covering up what really has to be dealt with. Get rid of the nursing homes.
Yeah.
Typical of the way politicians operate.
Definitely.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night we got a woman with a service dog that we certified.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk
support,
about
right?
that tomorrow night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friday's the funnies.
Yay.
We got the funnies Friday. All right.
Yeah.
Do some, I don't know, Gleason or whatever. Jimmy Dinnigan
yeah.
will be here. Louis DeLip will be here Friday.
Yes, he will.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. And once again, let me give you this public service information on the death of Milton.
Yeah.
And the district attorney's name. Spencer Mendez, 631-853-4104. 853-4104, and call for strict punishment to the letter of the law for those who have caused Milton to lose his life, the guide dog.
Yeah, of course. That's why I repeated the show again, because it touched me. I mean, how could you do this to somebody? It's terrible. Really.
Well, not enough is being done. They need to.
That's right.
And the damn politicians haven't stepped up to address this. Not one politician
has
come forward publicly
to
express the outrage and to say, you know, to say I'm gonna draft the law.
That's right. It should be.
You know,
it really should be.
You draft the law,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get people behind it. I guarantee you that.
That's right. There'll be a whole
guarantee
bunch of people waiting online, because it's such a...
We have almost
80,000
names on our petition
almost,
already.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, that's the DA's name and number, Spencer Mendez, 631-853-4104. And this is Inner Sight, our nursing home show. And
I'm wondering, Frank, you think I should redo the petition?
No, I think I should talk to them first.
Okay.
What's the point of that?
Well, I could eliminate any cast files that were saved on the network and redo it. That's the only thing I was thinking that might help.
Well, you got to talk to them first.
Yeah, well, I already sent the email out.
Before you do,
so
I'm
waiting for
you might make it worse.
To... Am I luck? Yes. Right, Frank?
All right, let's see. Monday's Mad or Glad, Monday night. Tuesday's Open Mic. Wednesday night is the Nursing Home Show. That's tonight. And Thursday we usually have a guest or a subject. Friday's the funniest. That's the week.
Yeah.
On Inner Sight.
Maybe my friend can come tomorrow, you know, and talk about what she's supposed
tomorrow's
to talk
a different
about.
Show.
Oh, what are you doing?
We're going to have supposed to have a guest on tomorrow. I can't do that.
Okay. No, don't do that.
So,
maybe she could do it next week if all is good, God willing. We could do it next week.
I don't know. You got to make sure she has the number to call in.
Well, it was 90 seconds already. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. This sure isn't fun. I wish I didn't have to do it. You know? Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody since we're already at 8:58, which is, I have no idea where time flew that fast. Right, Frank?
All right, Inner Sight, thank you very much. Inner Sight, I want to thank Suzanne for doing the show.
Thank you for helping.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world, Inner Sight. Good night.